Tess's first kiss with another woman takes place behind the roller rink in Oak Ridge. She's 20 years old, and the kiss sets her heart beating swing time, which never happened with her boyfriend Louis back home. There's no place safe for a kiss like that in 1943, so the only thing she can think of is another time. She starts working on her theory of time travel the next day. The equations take her 10 years, building the machine another 2. She's worked out the mathematics for one date in 2015, 60 years in the future, one way. Things have to be better then. She's about to step into the machine, that irreversible step, when there's a knock at the front door.
June got beaten up, says Alice, barging past her. Again.
Tess looks at June, and June shrugs and steps inside. Tess follows them into her kitchen, where Alice helps herself to a rag from the drawer and runs it under the faucet. Alice is a pint-sized fury, but Tess can't tell if she's mad at June or whoever gave the beating. June's white shirt is stained with blood. Her nose has a new hitch, and both eyes are swelling shut.
Who did it? Tess asks.
June's been knocked around by other bushes before for dancing with the girls, but this looks worse.
A cop. He said if I could pretend to be a man, I could take a punch like a man.
Alice cleans June up, and Tess gives her a steak to put on her eyes. She had planned on leaving without telling anyone, but now that doesn't seem right. People would worry. She shows June and Alice the machine.
Come with me, she says. In 60 years, things have got to be better.
June shakes her head.
Unless they're worse.
What could be worse? Tess asks.
But that's a silly question. It could always be worse. Still, the more she thinks about it, the more it makes sense to bring some other people along. She's got time. She hangs around, trying to sell other friends on the idea. Interesting things are happening. Dell and Phyllis start the Daughters of Bilitis. Tess is one of the first to join.
Come with me, she says, sitting around with the other members, but everyone is either skeptical or scared.
You're scared here, too, Tess points out, but they all prefer the dangers they know to the dangers they don't.